Hi, good morning. This has to be Mark and Walt in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, this is.
Now, that's not good when the Attorney General knows who we are.
I'm everywhere. I'm watching you, pal.
Well, that's the thing. We wanted to talk a little bit with you this morning because there is some information you're rolling out about child support and collections with that. And I guess give our listeners kind of an update as to what you're announcing today and also with efforts in your office.
You bet. And first, thanks, Mark and Waddle. Thank you for letting me be on your show today. Good morning. This day, later this afternoon in the Detroit area, I'll be having a press conference where I'll announce that the Attorney General's office has surpassed the $100 million mark in bringing back child support, delinquent child support payments to help single parents, single mom, single dad, but most of all families. And we've collected over $103 million to date, and that's significant for the families across the state of Michigan.
Now, you are doing this as part of helping out, obviously, single parents, but you're looking for the people that are able to pay it but haven't, correct?
Well, that's right. And, you know, I need to make sure I give credit where it's due. This was started in 2005 by my predecessor, Mike Cox, who did really such a fine job as Attorney General. And this was kind of a signature program of his, helping local prosecutors to force those who have the ability to pay, and those who are delinquent from court-ordered child support, when they fail to pay, we try to go after them like bloodhounds. And the real message here is that Michigan is a state where we need to help families, we need to help kids, and we've done it so that oftentimes we work with local prosecutors. You have a great one in Marquette and Gary Walker. But if the person who's supposed to pay leaves the state, that's where we really come into action to work with other attorneys general across America. And the message here is that if you can be out of state, but you won't be out of sight.
I guess that was kind of my question, is at what point does the Attorney General's office in Michigan get involved in this process?
It's a cooperative relationship, gentlemen, and what we do is we work with local prosecutors, whether it's, you know, it could be a Gary Walker, it could be Aaron Barnum over in Alger. It doesn't matter, but when we that relationship, professional capacity, if we find out there's a delinquent child support payment due, it's gone on for a period of time, and often when it's out of state, that's where we work in a cooperative fashion to help the families involved.
I guess the question I would have on this is this we're serving as a prototype and a model, or is Michigan kind of catching up across the nation? Where do we stand right now nationally as far as, I hate to use the term, but that's it, the deadbeat dad sort of approach thing. Where are we right now as compared to everybody else?
Yeah, and you know, sometimes it's phrased that way, but really it's about helping single parents, whether that's a mom
right.
or a dad, and most importantly, the children involved in terms of child support. Michigan really is at the forefront of things. We are the only state in the union that has a four-year felony for failure to pay court-ordered child support. And this is all done on the ability to pay, so it's not as if you want to impoverish anybody on that. But when there are children involved, there are responsibilities, and we want to make sure that's fulfilled.
If there is somebody that's listening that feels that maybe they're not getting the due or they're not getting the response, is there a way for them to get information to your office? And if so, what is that?
Fair question. Very good question. You have two alternatives. You work with a friend of the court or your local prosecutor, and you could also go to www.michigan.ag. And on that website, you'll be able to. There are links there that you can go to help communicate the problems that you might have.
So, as we wrap up here with you, we're speaking with Attorney General Bill Schuette this morning. Just what is next in terms of this effort? Are you going to be stepping that up? I know, of course, every department in Michigan right now looking at various budgetary concerns and whatnot. But are you going to step it up? Continue? What's your hope for the future with this effort out of your office?
Well, we're going to continue to aggressively work on this whole issue to help families and children in the state of Michigan. We're going to maintain this effort, and you know, right now Michigan's we have a really great opportunity to rebuild our state You have to do more with less. People expect that from us. And in this particular program, we're going to continue to aggressively pursue those who have the ability to pay, fail to make their payments to help single families and children in the state of Michigan.
Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette joining us this morning. Sir, we appreciate your time with this, and we wish you the best of luck with this effort, and good news with over $100 million so far collected through the division's actions, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Well, listen, it was nice to be on your show. Thank you for the opportunity. Have a great day, and if you see Jack Weber, that retired circuit court judge up there, you don't want to
all right? All right,
certainly
thank
will
you.
Do. Bye-bye. It is 8:06, and again, very interesting news.